Are you tired of feeling demotivated and struggling to find the drive to accomplish your goals? In this video, we'll explore the ancient philosophy of Stoicism and uncover powerful techniques to help you stay motivated all the time, no matter what challenges you face. Step 1. Decide what you want to achieve. When embarking on the journey of staying motivated all the time, it is essential to begin with a clear understanding of what you want to achieve. This initial step serves as the foundation upon which your motivation will be built and sustained. By following the principle of deciding what you want to achieve, you pave the way for a focused and purposeful approach to life. The process of deciding what you want to achieve involves introspection, reflection, and goal setting. It requires you to dig deep into your innermost desires, values, and long-term aspirations. Taking the time to clarify your objectives is like setting the coordinates on a map before embarking on a journey. You need a destination in mind to chart your course effectively. When your goals are clear and well-defined, it becomes easier to channel your energy and efforts towards accomplishing them. Vague or ambiguous goals can lead to confusion, lack of motivation, and ultimately, a sense of aimlessness. By articulating your goals in concrete terms, you provide yourself with a roadmap to follow and a sense of direction to guide your actions. Your goals should reflect what matters most to you, what you are passionate about, and what you envision for your future self. Aligning your goals with your values creates a sense of purpose and meaning that can serve as a powerful motivator in times of doubt or difficulty. When you are pursuing goals that resonate with your true self, you are more likely to stay committed and resilient in the face of challenges. Think about the legacy you want to leave behind and the impact you aspire to make on the world. By connecting your goals to a larger purpose or vision, you infuse your pursuit with a sense of meaning that transcends personal desires. This broader perspective can fuel your motivation and inspire you to strive for excellence in all that you do. The process of deciding what you want to achieve is closely linked to the philosophical principle of focusing on what is within your control. Stoic teachings emphasize the importance of recognizing the distinction between what lies within our sphere of influence and what is beyond our power. By orienting your goals towards aspects of life that you can directly impact, such as your actions, attitudes, and responses, you empower yourself to take charge of your destiny. Deciding what you want to achieve is about setting a course for your life based on your deepest desires and values. It is about defining your aspirations, clarifying your intentions, and aligning your actions with your goals. By taking this crucial first step, you lay the groundwork for a life driven by purpose, clarity, and unwavering motivation. By starting with the simple yet profound act of deciding what you want to achieve, you set yourself on a path towards lasting fulfillment and success. Embrace this step wholeheartedly, and let your goals be the compass that guides you through life's challenges and triumphs. Step 2. Divide big goals into smaller steps. Dividing big goals into smaller steps is like breaking down a huge mountain into tiny pebbles. Just imagine looking at a giant mountain in front of you and feeling intimidated by its sheer size. It can be discouraging and make you want to give up even before you start climbing. However, if you break that big mountain into smaller hills or even tiny steps, suddenly the task doesn't seem as daunting. When you have a big goal, such as starting a new business, writing a book, or learning a new skill, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task. You may start doubting your abilities or feel paralyzed by the thought of all the work that needs to be done. This is where dividing your big goal into smaller steps comes in handy. By breaking down your big goal into smaller, manageable tasks, you not only make it easier to get started, but you also create a roadmap for yourself. Each small step you take brings you closer to your ultimate objective, giving you a sense of progress and achievement along the way. This feeling of progress fuels your motivation and keeps you moving forward, even when faced with challenges or setbacks. By dividing big goals into smaller steps, you are focusing on the things that are within your reach, the actions you can take right now to move closer to your goal. This aligns perfectly with the Stoic principle of focusing on the present moment and taking small, incremental actions each day. Epictetus believed in the power of focusing on your actions rather than the outcomes. By breaking down big goals into smaller steps, you shift your focus from the end result to the process itself. Instead of getting lost in the enormity of the final goal, you concentrate on what you can do today to make progress. This shift in perspective helps you stay grounded and motivated, as you are constantly moving forward, one step at a time. Imagine you want to write a book. The thought of writing an entire book might seem overwhelming at first glance, but if you break it down into smaller steps, such as outlining the chapters, writing a certain number of words each day, or editing one section at a time, the task suddenly becomes more manageable. Each small step you complete brings you closer to finishing your book, and before you know it, you have accomplished your big goal. Dividing big goals into smaller steps also helps you track your progress more effectively. Instead of feeling lost in a sea of tasks, you can see clearly how far you have come and how much further you need to go. This sense of clarity and direction is essential for staying motivated and focused on your goals. Breaking down big goals into smaller steps allows you to identify potential obstacles or challenges early on. When you have a clear roadmap in front of you, it becomes easier to anticipate difficulties and come up with strategies to overcome them. This proactive approach helps you stay resilient in the face of adversity and keeps you motivated to push through any setbacks that may arise. By focusing on the process rather than the outcome, you cultivate a mindset of perseverance, resilience, and continuous improvement. So, the next time you feel overwhelmed by a daunting goal, remember to break it down into smaller, manageable tasks and watch how your motivation and productivity soar. Step 3. Get rid of things that make it hard to focus. Distractions and clutter can sabotage your motivation and hinder your progress towards your goals. Identify the sources of distraction in your environment, whether they be physical or mental, and eliminate them to create a space conducive to concentration and focus. Distractions come in various forms, ranging from external disruptions such as noise and visual stimuli to internal obstacles like negative thoughts and emotions. These distractions can derail our concentration, leading to decreased productivity and motivation. By recognizing these impediments, we can take proactive steps to remove or minimize their impact, creating an environment that promotes mental clarity and focus. Seneca's timeless wisdom highlights the notion that true wealth lies not in possessing more, but in being content with what one has. This principle can be applied to our daily lives by decluttering our physical space and simplifying our routines to reduce distractions and enhance our ability to concentrate on the task at hand. To begin the process of getting rid of things that make it hard to focus, it is essential to conduct a thorough assessment of your environment and identify potential sources of distraction. This can include physical clutter such as unnecessary items in your workspace, noisy surroundings, or digital distractions like constant notifications and social media interruptions. Additionally, consider internal distractions such as negative self-talk, self-doubt, or lack of clarity regarding your goals. Once you have identified these sources of distraction, it is time to take decisive action to eliminate or minimize their influence on your focus. One effective strategy is to declutter your physical space by organizing your work area, removing unnecessary items, and creating a calming environment that promotes concentration. Consider implementing a minimalist approach to your workspace, keeping only essential items that are directly related to the tasks at hand. Establishing a structured schedule with designated time blocks for focused work can help eliminate distractions and create a sense of purpose and direction. Prioritize tasks based on their importance and urgency, allowing you to allocate your time and energy efficiently towards achieving your goals. Negative thoughts and emotions can cloud your judgment and impede your ability to concentrate effectively. Practice mindfulness techniques such as meditation and deep breathing to cultivate a sense of inner calm and focus. Challenge negative self-talk by replacing it with positive affirmations and empowering beliefs that bolster your self-confidence and motivation. Learn to say no to distractions and commitments that do not align with your goals and priorities. Establishing clear boundaries with others and yourself can help you create a structured routine that minimizes interruptions and maximizes productivity. By adopting a stoic mindset of simplicity and self-discipline, you can create a conducive environment for concentration and clarity of purpose. Take proactive measures to declutter your physical space, streamline your routines, and address internal distractions to cultivate a focused mindset that propels you towards success. Remember, true wealth lies in contentment and focus, not in the accumulation of material possessions or distractions. Embrace the power of simplicity and focus on what truly matters to lead a fulfilling and purposeful life. Step 4. Be thankful for what you have. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to feelings of dissatisfaction and discontent. Take time each day to reflect on the blessings in your life, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant. Cultivating a mindset of gratitude shifts your focus from scarcity to abundance, nurturing a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. Practicing gratitude is like a superpower that can transform your mindset and outlook on life. It is the act of acknowledging and appreciating the good things you have, no matter how big or small they may seem. By taking a moment each day to reflect on these blessings, you shift your perspective from focusing on what you lack to being thankful for what you already possess. Stoicism teaches individuals to find peace and contentment by accepting the things they cannot change and focusing on what is within their control. Cultivating a sense of gratitude aligns perfectly with these Stoic principles, as it helps individuals recognize and value the many gifts life has to offer. When you practice gratitude, you train your mind to see the positive aspects of your life, no matter how challenging your circumstances may be. This practice does not require grand gestures or monumental achievements. It simply involves taking a few moments each day to reflect on the simple pleasures and blessings that surround you. Whether it's a warm cup of coffee in the morning, a kind word from a friend, or a beautiful sunset, there are endless opportunities to express gratitude in your daily life. By fostering a mindset of gratitude, you invite feelings of joy, fulfillment, and peace into your heart. Rather than constantly striving for more or comparing yourself to others, you learn to appreciate and savor the present moment. This shift in perspective can have a profound impact on your mental well-being, helping you navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and optimism. When you wake up each morning and take a moment to acknowledge the blessings that surround you, you cultivate a deep sense of appreciation for the simple yet profound experiences that make life meaningful. When you approach each day with a heart full of gratitude, you naturally radiate positivity and kindness, uplifting both yourself and those in your presence. This ripple effect of gratitude can create a more harmonious and compassionate world, as each act of thankfulness spreads like wildfire, touching hearts and inspiring change. When faced with challenges, it can be easy to succumb to feelings of despair or hopelessness. However, by embracing a mindset of gratitude, you can find solace in the small victories, the moments of beauty, and the acts of kindness that surround you each day. Through the practice of gratitude, you develop a deeper sense of resilience and optimism, allowing you to weather life's storms with grace and courage. Rather than viewing obstacles as insurmountable barriers, you see them as opportunities for growth and self-discovery. This shift in perspective empowers you to face adversity with a sense of gratitude, knowing that even in the darkest moments, there is always a glimmer of light to guide you forward. By embracing the practice of being thankful for what you have, you not only enhance your own well-being, but also contribute to a more positive and compassionate world. So, take a moment each day to reflect on the blessings in your life, savor the beauty that surrounds you, and let gratitude be your guiding light on the path to contentment and fulfillment. Step 5. Make changes in the place you work or study. Making changes in the place where you work or study is a crucial step in enhancing your productivity and motivation levels. Your physical environment can greatly impact your mindset, focus, and overall well-being. By intentionally modifying your workspace or study area, you can create a conducive atmosphere that fosters creativity, inspiration, and efficiency. When it comes to making changes in your work or study environment, there are several key aspects to consider. The first step is to declutter and organize your space. A cluttered and messy environment can clutter your mind and make it difficult to concentrate. Take some time to tidy up your desk, shelves, and surrounding areas. Get rid of any unnecessary items that might be causing distractions and hindering your focus. Once you have decluttered your space, think about how you can personalize it to reflect your personality and goals. Surround yourself with objects, images, or quotes that inspire you and remind you of your aspirations. Consider adding plants, artwork, or motivational posters to your workspace to create a visually stimulating environment. These visual cues can serve as constant reminders of your purpose and vision, helping you stay motivated and focused on your goals. Paying attention to the lighting and color scheme of your workspace can also make a significant difference in your productivity levels. Natural light is known to boost mood and energy, so if possible, position your desk near a window to maximize natural light exposure. Choose colors that are calming and conducive to focus, such as blues, greens, or neutrals. Avoid overly stimulating colors like bright red or orange, as they can be distracting and overwhelming. Make sure your chair, desk, and computer setup are ergonomically sound to prevent any discomfort or strain that might affect your work or study sessions. Invest in a comfortable chair with proper back support, adjust your monitor to eye level, and keep essential items within reach to minimize unnecessary movements. Consider setting up a designated area for meditation or brief moments of reflection. This could be a cozy corner with a comfortable cushion or chair where you can take short breaks to clear your mind and reset your focus. Practicing mindfulness techniques can help reduce stress, increase concentration, and enhance overall well-being. Creating a workspace that promotes movement and physical activity can also have a positive impact on your motivation and productivity. Consider incorporating standing desks, stability balls, or other tools that encourage active sitting or standing positions throughout the day. Taking short breaks to stretch, walk around, or do quick exercises can help combat fatigue, improve circulation, and boost energy levels. Overall, making intentional changes in the place where you work or study is a powerful way to enhance your motivation, focus, and overall well-being. By creating a workspace that is organized, personalized, comfortable, and stimulating, you can set yourself up for success and cultivate a positive and productive work or study environment. Remember that your physical surroundings play a significant role in shaping your mindset and productivity. So invest time and effort into optimizing your workspace for maximum motivation and efficiency. Step 6. Think about why you started. When embarking on a journey towards a goal, it's easy to get lost in the day-to-day struggles and challenges. It's natural to feel discouraged or fatigued along the way. This is where the importance of reflecting on why you started comes into play. Think back to the early days when the idea of pursuing your goal first sparked in your mind. What was it that pushed you to take that first step? What emotions were running high in you at that time? Reconnecting with these initial feelings can reignite the flame of motivation within you. Reminding yourself of why you started is like revisiting the fuel that got your engine running in the first place. It serves as a powerful reminder of the passion and drive that led you to set out on this journey. By delving into these motivations, you can rediscover your purpose and rekindle the determination needed to push through obstacles. By taking the time to understand your underlying motivations, you are able to deepen your connection to your goals. This introspection allows you to realign your actions with your values and purpose, fostering a stronger sense of conviction. The Stoic philosopher Seneca's analogy of life being like a play underscores the idea that it's not about the duration of our existence, but the quality of our actions while we're here. Reflecting on why you started is a way to ensure that the actions you take are purposeful and aligned with your deepest values. When faced with challenges or setbacks, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. This is where the practice of thinking about why you started can serve as a guiding light. It's a gentle nudge to remember the essence of your journey, the core reasons that led you to embark on this path in the first place. Thinking about why you started can help in realigning your focus. It can steer you away from distractions and bring your attention back to what truly matters. In moments of doubt or confusion, this reminder can ground you, providing clarity and direction. This step is not just about reminiscing on past motivations, but about using them as a source of present strength. It's about deriving energy from the initial drive that propelled you forward. By tapping into this intrinsic motivation, you can fuel your perseverance and determination, enabling you to stay steadfast on your path. By revisiting your initial inspirations and motivations, you can realign your actions with your purpose, deepening your sense of self-awareness and resilience. So, the next time you find yourself wavering or feeling overwhelmed, take a moment to remember why you started. It might just be the push you need to keep moving forward.